This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in southern New England, where it's coming autumn. And Jeremy Zachas, my mate, is in New South Wales, where it's coming spring. And that means we look forward to Ashes, the contest that begins in November in Perth and then four other Australian cities. When last Jeremy and I spoke, the word was out that the England team was going for muscle. In other words, nothing but Aaron Judges. Aaron Judge, Aaron Judge, Aaron Judge, Aaron Judge. Now, in baseball, that would not be a balanced team. Although Judge is a super athlete, you really don't want him playing shortstop. Okay. But in cricket, I'm learning, you can take the whole team and turn it into nothing but muscle men who hit and hit and hit and run up the score. What does that mean for the other team? I thought it meant you go for bowlers, because in baseball, especially in championship series, the opinion in general over, I've been watching baseball since I was 16 years old, maybe younger. The opinion is pitching always wins series. Pitching, pitching, pitching. Not the hitters, the pitching. However, Jeremy, when last we spoke, Australia was going for bowlers, which I think is the same as pitchers. And it was going for bowlers who can spin and also can throw the fastball. Has anything changed?
It has changed, John, and it has changed quite dramatically, because we've gone from talking purely about how the bowling lineup is going to effectively save the Aussie team and beat the Poms as they come down here for the Ashes this summer, to talking nothing more than about batters. We're now looking at trying to build up an Australian team that is full of batters. And the swing was quite noticeable, because I expected by this time we would actually know what the Ashes team was for Australia, and we'd actually see a lot of bowlers on there that were technical bowlers, that were very strong bowlers, very fast bowlers, and bowlers that could actually undermine the brute force that the British are expected to bring down when they play the Ashes here. But no, what we're actually talking about now is that the Australian Aussie lineup for the Ashes has not been announced, so we still don't know exactly who's going to be playing. And not only has it not been announced, the story really is that selectors are now watching closely the Sheffield Shield games, which is a series of games that lead up to the summer. It's in the very early part of the summer and kind of this spring part here, where a lot of our professional cricketers are effectively kind of warming up to the summer series, which is the big series here in Australia. And in this case, the Ashes series, the selectors are starting to watch those games to have a look for batsmen. So what it looks like we're going to be doing is we're actually going to try and put in a really strong batting team as well. So it's actually batter on batter offensive action during the Ashes series, as opposed to trying to undermine their batting side with a series of bowlers. And I think in some ways what may have, I guess, eventuated over the course of this week is the fact that Pat Cummings, our captain, he's one of our strongest bowlers, but he's also injured. A lot of our other bowlers too, who are considered strong bowlers, are getting a little bit older and are showing signs that they have upper body tiredness and they're not quite at their peak that they need to be for the Ashes series. As much as we've been trying to say over the last few months that our bowling side is strong, we're going to beat the Brits with the bowlers and it's going to be all good, I think the realisation and the reality may be setting in that we can't do it that way. We actually have to meet them head on with a very strong batting side. So at the moment now, the Sheffield Shield series, all the batters that are very strong are basically being getting front row seats in some ways to the batting lineup. They're batting first, they're batting hard, they're going out to show the selectors what they can do. So we actually field a very strong batting team against the English, which I don't think, John, we've ever really seen this, where we've had two very, very strong batting teams going against each other in an Ashes. Normally, it's one team's very good at bowling, one team's very strong at batting. You kind of see it even out, and it makes for a really, really interesting Ashes series. But honestly, this is kind of new ground a little bit for modern day's Ashes. So I hope we do actually hear what the Aussie team is going to be soon, so we can start figuring out which batters are going to be on there, and we may be able to see how we're going to actually go.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.